we don't get fooled again.
This is a story of a huge detour in the road of life. We play those lyrics as a celebration of April 1st, but once upon a time, there was a band called The Detours. They also went by the name of The High Numbers. Four guys named Pete Townsend, Keith Moon, Roger Daltrey, and John Entwistle. You know them as The Who. But in the 60s, they were the noisy musical voice of an impatient generation, something two aspiring filmmakers named Kit Lambert and Chris Stamps saw immediately in the four and decided to glom onto them, becoming way more than just roadie documentarian fanboys. Here's Pete Townsend.
I fell in love, I mean, literally, with both of them immediately. I mean, they completely and utterly, the pair of them, totally changed my life. They shot the first film of the band and took us over then. Their original intention, I'm sure you know, was to make a movie, not to manage a band, but they ended up doing both.
A new documentary, Lambert and Stamp, takes the film these two artists and impresarios shot and tells the story of two men who set out to make a film, joined the entourage of a rock band, and never left. In fact, they ended up managing one of the greatest bands in the 20th century, The Who. James D. Cooper is the director of the film.
Kit Lambert and Chris Stamp set out to make a film, and they looked for subject matter for their film and found it in what was to become the phenomenon known as The Who. And they soon abandoned that idea and decided to become their managers. And in doing so, ended up mentoring and managing them to megastardom. But their early ambitions were as filmmakers.
And, these were very creative individuals.
Yes.
But shall we say generously, without an obvious skill set. I mean, they were kind of doing it as they went along. And,
exactly.
And here's an example of that from Chris Stamp.
We had no idea of what they did in the music business or what this whole world was about. We didn't come to the group as like professional managers. We never said we knew how to do it. Kit and I, we decided that we were going to make a film that would be our film. And that's when I came up with the idea of the rock and roll thing.
And let's just say that they made the smart decision. Filmmaking is pretty interesting, but, managing The Who, that's really interesting.
Well, they made it interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know that management per se was all that interesting before they came along. They certainly redefined the concept of what management was.
What was their relationship like with The Who once they became an integral part of the mechanism of this whole enterprise?
I think it was a you have two completely opposite guys in Kit Lambert and Chris Stamp engaging four other completely opposite guys, and I think that it became very much an extended family. The dynamics of the relationship of Kit Lambert and Chris Stamp were the fascinating aspects of that relationship were played out creatively through their mentoring of The Who. But,
And what was this trove of archival material that you came upon to actually make this project?
Well, it started with the mainly with the film that Kit Lambert and Chris Stamp did manage to shoot early on. They did actually begin to realize their film idea and shot some early film. It's fascinating, fascinating footage.
How was Townsend? How was Moon? How was Entwistle back then? What kinds of things did they say? What was their character? What are the young versions of these guys like?
I think what was so fascinating is all the guys in The Who are such distinctly different individuals. Pete Townsend was a young art student. Roger was, I think, like either a bricklayer or worked in the sheet metal factory. John Entwistle, I believe, worked in the tax office at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Keith Moon, Keith Moon was Keith Moon.
Keith Moon was just the wild man.
Keith was Keith, yes.
And this is just for Keith Moon alone, this is a priceless archive.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
How do you think the band would have been different had Lambert and Stamp not come along?
Chris Stamp and Kit Lambert knew that to take The High Numbers from where they were which was an underground sort of like, you know, I'll say cover band, but they weren't writing any of their original material, and they knew that it was essential to take them where they wanted to go as The Who, that they write original material. And they went to the band and said, you have to write your own material.
Are there fingerprints on the songs?
Oh, very much so.
Which yeah. one?
Well, particularly My Generation. I'm trying to cause a big sensation. It was Chris Stamp who, when Pete was writing My Generation and Roger Daltrey was singing the song, it was Chris Stamp who suggested that the stutter be incorporated into the lyric. My, 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 my. And a lot of people don't know where that comes from. Hey, we're pretty good at that.
How did Lambert and Stamp experience the apparent, at least to us in the trades, falling out between Townsend and Daltrey?
It didn't stop there. I mean, like, none of them got along.
Right. You know? Exactly.
Yeah, four just desperate. Like, I mean,
it's a real Brady Bunch family.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had, as Chris Stamp says, I can't use the exact quote on the radio here, but let's say four difficult, complicated guys. There's a word that I left out. Very, very strong, different personalities. And I think that a lot of the brilliance of the management and people managing skills of Chris Stamp and Kit Lambert was to how to keep four different creative individuals moving along in the same directive path without, you know, imploding or exploding and falling apart. And there are many times where the band was threatened with that. According to Roger Daltrey in the film, you know, Kit Lambert and Chris Stamp, the way he describes them, were, you know, the fifth and sixth members of the band. So they were integral in the creative process. So that in itself implies that you would have a very different outcome had they not been there. I think he also describes them as the, my favorite ways, the shell of the egg.
James D. Cooper, director of Lambert and Stamp, thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, John. I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.